Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Hi. So on March 4th, I received a shipment confirmation. I didn't look at what issues I was being sent. I just assumed it would be the next ones. The next issue I was scheduled to receive would have been 24, 25, 26, and 27. Would you like my account number to pull me up?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me a second. 336-967-80-003.
And verify your name and address.
Joshua Huff, 812 Granite Avenue, Lakewood, California, 95330.
Okay, I see your account. Now, what was the issue?
So, the last shipment was like 20, 21, 22, 23. And so I was expecting to receive 24, 25, 26, 27. When I got, and this only took like 10 minutes with the previous representative, but what I got so far is that the issues were in stock at the time, but for some reason, it sent me issues 33, 34, 40, and 41. I didn't notice when I looked at the shipment confirmation. I just assumed you guys were sending the next right stuff. Plus, it would have been too late at that point anyway. It would have already gone out. So, I'm talking to this guy, and I'm like, why did it just send me these four random issues? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the next issues that I'm set to receive? 47, 48, 49, and 50. So not even sequential to the last of those issues. He's like, no, that is weird. And I said to him, I'm like, why is this happening? Like, can't you set it up so that I get issue 24, 25, 26, 27? And he's like, I don't know. It's just not sending you the right issues. Can you help? Because I had about enough of that customer service rep.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry about that experience. I really am. I am about to review your account and transactions, and I'm about to see what happened and see what's going on.
All right.
Just a moment.
And it's not ultimately a big deal because I was planning on continuing my subscription anyway. And I'll need all these parts. But it's just strange. And, you know, I'm not interested in keeping a large inventory of non-sequential issues. I'd like to build this model one step at a time. So that's the inconvenience, but it's not like I lost any money. Now, I can tell you, if I receive issue 33, 34, 40, or 41 again, like in duplicate, I will not be paying for the second set of issues.
Okay, I can understand.
I'm not an entirely unreasonable man.
I'm still waiting for your account to download the transactions. Just a second. I'm still with you. Just a second.
Okay.
Now, what your account is doing is willing. It is sending you the items that's available. and skipping over the items that's not available.
The
So
previous
those
rep just told
items.
me that they were all in stock. Are you telling me now that issues 24 to 32 are out of stock, as well as issues 35 to 39?
Temporarily, just
And
for the moment.
issues 42 to 46 are also out of stock, I guess.
Now, it did that will and at the moment because the issues were unavailable, so it skipped you, or it skipped the items that wasn't available to ship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm about to check and see what's in your next shipment. We could preview it, and it's based on the inventory right now.
You already told me. They already said
you already?
47 to 50.
Okay.
So you don't have 42 to 46 either, apparently. That's three big blocks that you guys don't have in stock right now. And guess what? That's just
uh-huh.
the ones that we've uncovered up until my next order. You know, I still got 60 issues or something. No, I have like 70 issues with you people. Who's to say that, you know, there won't be another span of 9 issues that are missing after I finally build these up, or who knows how long. But you'll keep shipping me. And what happens if I get to the end? Because now I'm halfway through at this point, 50, you know, and that'll be, let's see, 8 out of 32. Literally one quarter of them are just ones that have to sit around. What a nightmare. I know it's not your fault, and it's not the previous representative's fault either. It's a manufacturing shortage, probably in some small part due to COVID-19. So it's frustrating as a consumer, though.
Yeah, I definitely understand. I do apologize on behalf of my company. I really do.
No,
I'm sure they are sorry.
I thought that's what was going on, and when I got like, oh no, it was all in there. Like, and that's why this poor kid didn't understand why it wasn't skipping them. I was like, are these in inventory? That should have been a clue, but okay, that answers my question. Thank you for
okay.
all your help.
Oh, you're welcome. And anything else we can help you with?
No, that's it. Have a good day.
And you're welcome. And thanks for calling.